For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Our man about food, about town, and the editor of the Good Food Guide of the West Australian joins us again, Mr. Rob Broadfield. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, and since we last spoke, of course, the Good Food Guide is out.
Yes. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling relaxed now.
Full.
It's pretty full on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. Mm. Lots of food.
Yep.
So do you ramp up your eating out when the Good Food Guide is out?
Totally. Yeah.
Well, sometimes. You have to.
Yeah.
It is required of you.
Five or six dinners, seven a week sort of thing.
Mm, oh my God. Sounds tough, mate.
No. You don't understand. It
Clearly
is.
I don't.
Yeah.
Now, look, weather's heating up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk great alfresco dining in Perth.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And look at today. This is summer's here at last, perhaps, maybe.
Maybe 32 tomorrow.
So what do you do? Well, if you've got a mate with a boat, doesn't matter whether it's a rubber ducky or a big one, go to Roddo.
Yeah.
There's nothing better with this kind of weather. This is perfect time of the year because you don't get the super windy afternoons.
Mm.
And go to Roddo. And you sit there with your toes in the sand. I think it's licensed premises right to the edge of the sand, so you can sit over the edge and have a beer. And
it's a much softer fall into the sand.
It is indeed.
Yes,
to commando roll, have another beer. Back on the mainland.
Yep.
So I reckon at this time of the year you want to be in a beer garden, but it needs to be well shaded and with good fans and that kind of thing. You need a bit of sun. You need a bit of the shade as well.
Mm.
I like a bit of mist.
You like a bit of mist?
Yeah, you need a bit of mist at some places.
They do those misters and stuff. Yeah, they do. They're fantastic. Play havoc with my hair, though.
Mm,
just go all, goes all frizzy.
I'll play havoc with your hair at the moment, Pete.
No, it's wonderful. Luscious.
Mate, you are looking good.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, enough of your hair. So the Cottesloe Hotel, they've got that beach bar out the back, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good. There's one down, and you may be able to help me because I just can't remember its name, but it's at Frio on the beach, and it's called... Anyway, it's a big venue, massive venue, and again, they have deck chairs on the sand.
I was going to say, that's right across the road from the beach, isn't it?
Is it on the beach?
No,
it's right on the beach.
Right on the beach.
And you can actually have cocktail service. I think they're the only bar in Western Australia that has cocktail service to the beach.
Nice.
Is that Bathers Beach House?
Bathers Beach House.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. That's the one. Bathers Beach House is fantastic. Bibb and Tucker is a case in point also down that way.
Yeah.
It's on the beach as well, although you don't get your toes in the sand.
Mm.
It's on the first floor, unless you've got very long legs, but it is fantastic and a real vibe. And Eamon Sullivan owns that, along with Scotty Bridger and a couple of others. And that is just great. It's one of those lovely places where you can just while the afternoon away.
Yeah,
well, they've done well, haven't they? Because, I mean, it's tough longevity-wise in this town these days. And they've really settled in.
Yeah, they have, big time. So that's fantastic. And, of course, Shaw House at Swanbourne, up the other end of that part of the beach, just before you get to the SAS barracks.
Mm-hmm.
That is also fantastic. And they have these very high benches there. You feel like Danny DeVito because your legs are always dangling. You get amazing views from these benches looking down towards the beach.
Is it under a flight path? Because you can go, hey, Buster Blade, to play.
So there is a theme here. Everything's overlooking a beach, but that's perfect with this sort of weather.
Yes.
That's exactly right. And the ones I've chosen, they're all cool. Some of those places, if they get it wrong, can be sort of super hot. But all those places have lovely air conditioning or great fans or good breezes.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So,
unreal.
Fantastic.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Let's see the Shaw Report, Lise.
People magazine has named, that was my drum roll.
Yeah.
Idris Elba, 2018's sexiest man alive.
Oh, mate.
I so concur.
I thought you'd be happy with that one.
That's all I've got to say. Mm. Billboard has named Ariana Grande its 2018 Woman of the Year. She'll be honoured at Billboard's 13th annual Women in Music event next month. They say they chose her because she, and I quote, consistently stands up for herself and her decisions in a world that often isn't hospitable to that sort of strength in young women. I don't know how I feel about that that theory.
It's wrong.
Really?
Mm.
Maybe that sort of applied in 1989.
Or 1958.
Oh, 1958, number 72. Pop megastar Adele has joined the masses celebrating the news that the Spice Girls are launching a 2019 reunion tour. I know, you're celebrating.
I am so excited about this.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not. By sharing a photo of herself as a kid with a bedroom wall full of Spice Girls posters. It's never been a secret. Adele covered Spice Up Your Life on her 2016 tour and sang Wannabe with James Corden on Carpool Karaoke. I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, really, really wanna be the thing. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it last.
Which one were you growing up? No?
Shut your face.
I was sporty.
Do you want to know which one I was?
What?
Anifred.
Is that the band's manager?
That's ABBA, you fool.
Okay.
The Aretha Franklin concert documentary Amazing Grace, which was recorded 46 years ago in Los Angeles, will finally see the light of day. Franklin's estate announced the film will premiere in New York next week with a wider release next year. Hear that, Spice Girls? Hear it and weep. Amazing Grace documents Aretha's 1972 performance at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Watts and was shot by the late great director Sydney Pollack. In other news, another day, another round of reboot talk. Shrek and Puss in Boots are both rumoured for remake.
Don't do it.
Love Puss in Boots.
It's great.
Love him.
But the originals were great.
Antonio Banderas. Production's begun on a movie of the TV series Deadwood. This is very exciting news too, because this was a great show and almost the entire cast are returning for it. And the rapper known as Tyler, the Creator, just had a traffic accident where he struck a parked car, catapulting it nearly 15 metres into the air. Full details of the incident will emerge after Tyler, the Creator, meets Pat, the Prosecutor, and Jim, the Judge. The Rush Hour
with Lisa and Pete. Now, Lise.
Yep. The 50s, eh? They were a funny time.
There is a
beautiful
little
time, post-war, everyone was happy.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
There's a little story floating around today from a woman who bought a, quote, McCall's magazine. Never heard of it. From 1958 because...
They used to make the patterns as well, the dress patterns.
Really?
McCall's, yeah. Could be imagining it.
Because
it's
the
not like I was there.
Well,
just let me, you know,
it wasn't.
I do have a parent.
Because the cover advertised an article titled 129 Ways to Get a Husband.
Yep.
We have those 129 ways in front of us right now.
This magazine It was from 1958. It was a little bit like the old 50s Good Housekeeping magazine that used to talk about how before your man gets home from work, take a moment to put on a nice frock and a bit of lipstick so that you look good for him when he arrives, and then don't bother him for a little while after he gets in because he'll be tired.
He'll be tired.
But this is more the Clio version where it's just a straight up list. Would you like to... we're not going to go through the whole 129.
No, but there's a few in here.
Pretty much just flick to any page and randomly select one and it'll be ridiculous.
So it's in a few different sort of areas of where you need to, you know, look.
Categories.
There's like a where to find him category. We'll take a couple from here, shall we?
All right.
Have your car break down at strategic places. It's number two.
In the where to find him category.
Yeah, yeah.
Become a airline stewardess. They have very high marriage rates.
Right, wow. I see what they did there. Nice pun. This is from the category how to let him know you're there.
Yep.
Stumble when you walk into a room that he's in. That's number 31.
Look helpless. I love this one. Stand in a corner and cry softly. Chances are good that he'll come over to find out what's wrong.
Oh, that's gold. This is from the category how to look good to him. Maybe a few more from this one. Number 51. If you dye your hair, pick a shade and stick to it.
Number 50.
Yeah.
Practice your drinking with your women friends first.
All right, number 55.
Obviously never been to a Melbourne Cup, but Flemington.
Take good care of your health. Men don't like girls who are ill.
Number 63. No, hang on. Let me go to number 72. This is so much better.
Okay.
Don't whine. Girls who whine stay on the vine.
Number 60. I'm going to go back here.
All right.
Go on a diet if you need to.
Number 63. European women use their eyes to great advantage. Practice in front of a mirror.
Okay. How to land him. Yeah. All right. So this is another category here. Number 76. Mm. You and I had a bit of a laugh about this one in particular.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is 1958.
Yeah.
Double date with a gay, happily married couple. Let him see what it's like.
I didn't see it to the future.
No, they didn't.
They were using the original definition for the word gay. It just meant they were fabulously happy. Number 73. Show him you can have fun on a cheap date, but don't overdo it.
Okay. Last category in this thing. Wild ideas.
Oh, really? But there's so many good ones.
Anything goes, okay?
All right.
That's what it says.
All right.
What have we got here? Oh, number 112. Get a hunting license.
Get a hunting license. Number 120. Bribe Ferris wheel operators to get you stuck on the top of a Ferris wheel.
Now, this is where they saw into the future, but they didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 122. Carry a camera and ask strange, handsome men if they would mind snapping your picture. That's just a selfie these days.
Can I just go back to one of the other categories?
Go for it.
You're talking about, you know, tell her, go on a diet if you have to. Mm. If your mother is fat, tell him that you take after your father. And if your father's fat, tell him you're adopted.
Thank you, 1958.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
There's a day for everything, as we all well know. In fact, most days are several things. Take your pick and your colour ribbon. But today is 7-Eleven Day.
7-Eleven Day.
I was not aware they needed a day in an already crowded day market.
It makes sense, though, because it's the obviously the 7th of the 11th. And wow, well done, marketing team.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Well done, marketing
there,
team.
But, you know, whatever.
But here's what they're doing. If you go into a 7-Eleven, you could grab yourself a free large Slurpee, regular coffee, iced coffee or coffee melt with every purchase.
What's a coffee melt?
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's got the word melt in it. I like a tuna melt.
Yeah, tuna melt's good.
Anyway, more than 300,000 bevvies are expected to be given away around the country today on 7-Eleven Day.
Now, there's going to be the odd person, surely, who's going to be like, well, I could get myself a few free large Slurpees here.
Mm.
Right? Just wander back in, wander out, wander back in, wander out, grab the occasional Chewies or something like that. I don't know. Maybe you visit the same 7-Eleven all afternoon, all day or something. You need to fuel up.
Or maybe you do a sort of a 7-Eleven a-thon.
Oh, yeah.
Going and buying a packet of PK at every single one.
Well, I was just saying.
A giant Slurpee.
I was just saying the other day, there's five of them around me in Seville Grove.
Well, you're set for dinner.
I am done. We are having
coffee melts.
Krispy Kremes for dinner, Liz. Lisa, I'm going to take you back into time.
Yeah.
The year was 1998.
The question we asked is, did you take it too far?
A young, fresh-faced Pete Corelli.
Yeah.
This is his first year at high school in St. Norbert College.
Yeah.
Tongalo House, right? Five houses at St. Norbert. So I was trying to make my mark in T3, homeroom.
Mm-hmm.
We had a homeroom dinner. Pizza Hut.
Okay.
All you can eat.
A buffet.
Yeah.
Right.
That buffet did not see me coming.
Well, they did call it all you can eat.
Cannington, Albany Highway. A lot of people who lived around the area will know that there was a Pizza Hut there. Used to be. It's not there anymore. It's now like a car wash or something. But I wanted in there, and it's probably me that put them out of business.
Yeah.
23 slices of pizza in one sitting from the all you can eat buffet.
By my estimate, there's about 8 slices in a large pizza.
Yeah.
So essentially, you put away 3 pizzas.
I slammed it. It was
what
amazing.
What did the other kids think?
They were impressed.
What was the average slice ratio of the other kids?
I would have said maybe 6.
Yeah.
Or 7. And I went the distance.
23.
The secret is not filling yourself up on red creaming soda. You save that till after, kids.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Now we're talking about days where you can get stuff for free. How
it
far
is that
did you
day
go?
Today at 7-Eleven.
For me, it was an all-you-can-eat buffet at Pizza Hut, which has since closed down.
No connection.
No connection.
In an unrelated measure. Andrew of Kelmscott, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us, mate?
Well, we were three of my footy mates back in the day. We were down at Maddington Metro. They had a buffet down there, and they had two large trays of prawns with about 300 prawns on.
Oh,
and we kind of like devoured about almost two of those.
Yeah.
And then the third week, we went for a second week running. The third week, we got suspended from the restaurant for eating too much.
You know, did you try? Be careful what they wish for. You offer prawns on an all-you-can-eat buffet. You're just asking for trouble.
With me and three other footy guys, yes, definitely. They went pretty quick.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Nice one. We got John in Midland. Tell us about yours. When did you take it too far?
Back in the late 80s, they had a promotion at McDonald's. I think it was about 10 burgers for a dollar.
Yeah.
And between me and a mate, we actually devoured 100 burgers.
Whoa. What? What? Over the course of how long?
Oh, 3 hours, if that. We were hammering them down. Just a little side note, my nickname was the Dustbin, so that give you an idea of a... and I was a big lad back then, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good on you, John. Nice
and
one.
And cheeseburgers aren't that big, are they?
Nah, so, I can fit a whole one in my mouth.
All of that in John's favour.
Robert in Bayswater, did you take it too far?
Just slightly. Back in the 80s, there was an ice cream parlour called Swenson's down at Observation City.
Yeah.
Now, they used to make an ice cream or an ice cream sundae called the Earthquake. Now, this thing went into a trifle bowl. It was that big. You know, 8 scoops of ice cream, every topping they had on the menu. Now, it would take 3 of us to finish one of those off. Well, this day we decided we'd have 1 each.
Yeah.
So we put the waiter went there and he said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, we'll take it." He put the 3 of them down there and the other customers were complaining because he said, "No, all orders are off." Now, we started hoeing into these things. 1 of them each. We drew a crowd. You know, all the windows were covered and they were watching us there. We polished it off in a good 10 minutes to 15 minutes flat for each of us. I probably helped me mate finish half of his, but we got a standing ovation there cleaning these things out.
And an ice cream headache?
Oh, wow. Too right.
Mm. Mate, that is legendary. An absolutely legendary effort there, Robert. Nice work.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.